In reading and reflecting on Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the phrase that became an almost immediate mantra was, "He is our peace. Christ is our peace." The word peace is an interesting concept in these challenging times and feels impossible some days. Contentiousness and fear fills many of us. As well, in light of the pandemic, we've created a new normal way of proceeding, a way that has drastically altered the number of and how we interact with the people in our lives. So, faced with so much death and unrest, peace? I usually close my emails with the word peace. It's what I sincerely wish for all I encounter in my life and for the world. So, what is the definition of peace? I would imagine everyone has their own slightly different interpretation of the concept of peace, and that it would probably include no anxiety or distractions, a feeling of tranquility or serenity, a stillness. Hence the issue of finding peace in these days. But Paul continues that in Christ Jesus we find a true peace, and he reminds us that finding peace, we are no longer strangers and sojourners, but we are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God. So our individual peace is but one aspect. In the encyclical Fratelli Tutti, Pope Francis writes, "Social peace demands hard work, craftsmanship, a difficult and slow process. Yet it is the guarantee of a genuine and lasting peace." So we achieve peace in our mind and heart, but for it to be that deep and true peace, we must now expand that peace to include all people in our lives and in the world. From Fratelli Tutti again, "This calls for the ability to recognize other people's rights to be themselves and be different. No longer strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens." In our highly polarized society, we have our work cut out for us. To open ourselves to dialogue and relationship with people of different beliefs and political leanings than us, and to care for those on the margin? God, how do we begin to achieve this peace? I think a part of this feeling of peace is kindness, again from Pope Francis. St. Paul describes kindness as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, an attitude that is gentle, pleasant, and supportive, not rude or coarse. Individuals who possess this quality help make other people's lives more bearable, especially by sharing their problems, burdens, and fears. Imagine for a moment a world infused with peace and kindness. As we pray today in Psalm 85, "Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven." Seems impossible, but as Pope Francis said, it's a slow process. So let's focus on that path to peace, both local and global. How can that peace be manifested in our lives? Let's spend some quiet, peaceful time today and see what the peace of the Lord is saying to us.
We are part of all that is within us.
when bodies shiver in the night.